So this evening on The Family Show, gearing up for the big antiques fair, which is actually at the Yorkshire Event Centre in the middle of June, well, towards the end of June, in fact, a man and a place that is full of antiques, and Tim knows plenty about it. I'm at 27 West Park. Hello, Tim.
Hi there.
Just tell me your background briefly, how you actually got involved in antiques.
Okay, well, I've been in the business for something like 7 years now. Prior to dealing in antiques and vintage, I was a property broker. When the market crashed, I moved into selling what was in the properties rather than the properties themselves. Now we've come to 27 West Park, and what we've done here is created what we hope will be a fusion between the traditional antiques and vintage centre and a high street interior designer store. We've got 7,500 square feet here on West Park, and we've got approximately 70 to 80 different dealers doing everything from high-end watches, jewellery, through to furniture, paintings, artwork, gardenalia, you name it. We've got it.
There's everything here. For example, in front of me at the moment, we've got some quite contemporary-looking artworks of fox and a hare.
Yeah, this is a local lady, Rachel Melvin, who produces her own original, very highly stylized artwork, and she also produces limited edition prints and cards, and she's done exceptionally well. She has a whole wall of paintings here, and she has a stand on the other side of the building selling cards and smaller items, and she's done very well indeed.
Such a fantastic space that you have. It's a huge antiques market.
It is, really. It's like a market, and the way that we've designed it is with individual cubicles built in such a way that everybody can put their own name above them just to create a sort of market feel. So it is like a small antiques market, if you like.
How far do some of the dealers come from to be here?
We have dealers from Aberdeen, we have dealers from London, from Bristol, from various parts of the country, and we manage the whole thing for them. So when things sell, we'll inform them of the fact, they'll come down and replenish stock. We're looking here at a unit which is dedicated entirely to sports memorabilia, which goes very well. Signed photographs, vintage right up to present day. Boxing, football, cricket.
There's some amazing photos. Leeds United fans, there's Chelsea, there's signed England shirts as well, and West Ham United too. Is there anything in particular that you could put your finger on, Tim, that is going particularly well at the moment?
In terms of sports memorabilia, boxing seems to have done really well. Signed boxing gloves, Anthony Joshua, Mike Tyson, Frank Bruno have all gone in the last couple of weeks.
And what kind of prices are you talking?
For most of them, we were talking around £150 to £250 for a signed glove, photograph, etc. in a frame. It's good. It just adds terrific variety to the place.
This time of year, Tim, as well, plenty of people getting married, adding the final touches. Do you get many bridal parties coming in and searching for particular items?
We do. For weddings, we've sold everything from picture frames through to unusual bottles, which they've used to display on the tables. We have Harrogate bottles. We've sold... One lady came in and bought a dozen watering cans, and she was going to put them all around the place and put plants in them.
Amazing.
And stepladders, you know, anything for themed weddings. Yeah, it works.
Currently looking at some very old... Are these cast iron buckets, Tim? A cast iron bath?
Yeah. These are actually a zinc-coated tin baths and tin buckets, and which make great planters because they're just well-made. And in the background there, you see original Victorian statues. A lot of them are religious, and they've come from deconsecrated churches that have been given over to residential use. And so these are about 1870, 1880, hand cut in white marble, and now weathered over the years.
How many window shoppers do you get coming in at the weekend? Because I'm just looking around, and there is so much to look at.
We're full of people. All weekends are particularly busy, window shoppers. But then we find that a great percentage of the people do come back. And when they come back, they say, I was in, but there was just too much. I couldn't take it all in at once, so I've had to come back.
And obviously with your property background and the fact now that you mentioned earlier, it's a case of focusing on putting the interior touches with all these gorgeous antiques and items around us. With your years of experience, have you got a good eye for a nice antique? Can you pick out a few bargains?
I can, personally, and I think most of the dealers in here can as well. And I think nowadays it isn't just about the age of the item. I think people were more concerned at one time whether something was old or not. Now that's the last question they ask. You know, prior to that, it's really, will it look good in my house? And then afterwards, by the way, is it old? Is less important, really, because there's a mixture. Yeah.
For anybody who's never been to this part of Harrogate before, for anybody coming out of town, how is it best described where we are, Tim? And obviously there's free parking.
Yeah, well, we've got free parking at the back for about 100 vehicles. And, I mean, well, you've got to come here, because if you don't, you just won't have any idea what it's like. We've got, as I say, 70 to 80 dealers. There's an unending change of stock. There's dealers in every day. There's dealers in now as we speak, bringing in new stock, antiques, vintage, jewellery. It's changing all the time.
A truly eclectic mix. You can find out more at 27westpark.co.uk.